North Dakota's chief investment officer says funds managed by the State Investment Board have done very well in fiscal 2017. That includes state retirement funds as well as the legacy fund and the budget stabilization fund.
Actually, for the 10 months ended April 30th, 2017, they've earned over $1 billion. So SIB client assets are now close to $12 billion. And a big chunk of that, $1 billion of it, is investment earnings earned since July 1st of 2016.
Dave Hunter says the funds have generated more than 10% returns in that time period. Hunter says he doesn't expect that's going to last.
We expect the legacy fund to earn about 6 to 6.4% per year over the long term. We're far above that this year. Same thing with the pension trust. We're well in excess of 10% right now, but we expect more to 7.75% over the long term. So, but happy when it happens.
Hunter says markets always go up and down.
Our goal is to always do a little bit better than the benchmark, than the passive investors, and we've been successful in doing that over the last 5 years. We've probably generated about $250 million of additional income for our State Investment Board clients by beating the market by about 0.5%. So I don't know if that sounds like a lot or not, but if you beat the market by 0.5% every year over a long period of time, it makes a real difference. And that translates in about $250 million over the last 5 years.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.